Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today is from John's first letter, the first and second chapters. My dear friends in Christ, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. John says, if you've heard us, it is better than if you have seen Jesus. Now, it's a strange thing for us to consider that by hearing about Jesus, we have a better understanding, a better footing about Jesus than those who actually saw him. But John plainly says that this is the case. In fact, he even echoes this in his gospel today, where he says that these things are written so that you may believe that Jesus Christ, or Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And so it is that John wrote all these things down, and he even writes his letters so that you indeed are able to believe in the one who was sent from the Father to you. And as he was sent, he lived, he died, and was resurrected. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. There is no better news than this. Now, I'm kind of a science fiction nerd a little bit. My wife might disagree with the little bit side. But I've often sat back and thought about time travel. And I wondered if I could go back and see Jesus. What would happen if I could walk with him and learn from him? If I could go back and hear his words and see all of his actions, what that would be like. But I have to trust that because the scriptures are God-breathed, because the Holy Spirit inspired these men to write these words down, I have to believe that what I have now, 2,000 years after the resurrection, is better than what John and the apostles had in that upper room. It is a strange thing, but it is true. And it is true for a very real reason. We see today Thomas doubting. In fact, that word in the scriptures is used to say that Thomas is apistis. Now, what that means is pistis is faith. And when you put that little prefix ah in front of it, it means without faith or faithless. Thomas had no faith. You know, it's not that he doubted the apostles, it's that he didn't believe the apostles. And notice his words, I will not believe until I put my hands in his side unless I see him with my own eyes. You can almost say, unless I breathe in his scent from my nostrils, I'm not going to believe. Now, I do sometimes think that Thomas gets a bad rap. It's easy, I think, to understand why it is that he would not believe this incredible news. After all, what man raises himself from the dead? But still, Thomas is there 8 days later, and certainly in those 8 days, Jesus has interacted with his apostles in other ways, as we know from the other Gospels. But Thomas is there again in the upper room 8 days later when everyone's gathered back there, and Jesus appears and says, Thomas, put your hand here. If you need to, take your hand and put it here. Put it into my side. And if you need to play with my organs, go ahead and play with my organs. If that's what's going to make you believe, do it. And Thomas then gives this wonderful confession of faith that I think he would rather be remembered for rather than his disbelief. And that's when he says, my Lord and my God. Notice when he says this, that he's looking at Jesus who appears in front of him. He's looking at Jesus and not having heard about Jesus, by seeing he has faith. And that's not a bad thing, to see Jesus and have faith in him. That's not a bad thing, right? But Jesus says, blessed are those who have not seen and yet will believe. Jesus calls you 2,000 years after Thomas more blessed because you have not seen him. It is better for us to have heard the word of God and believe in Jesus than to see him and believe in him. Because I think if we see him, if we could see him, we might get confused and think that it's by a work of our own eyes that we're able to believe in Jesus. That by seeing him, we can choose him. But if we've heard about Jesus, if we believe in him, we know that it is a work of the Holy Spirit, because we can't force ourselves to believe just in what we hear. We cannot choose to believe in Jesus. It must be something that is apprehended by faith, a gift from God, to believe in. Jesus comes to you by faith. And faith, the scriptures tell us, comes by hearing the word of God, and specifically the word of Christ. John tells us it is better to believe having heard of Jesus. And I mean, if you look at everything that's gone on in the life of Christ, we have it all in front of us from four different perspectives. Five, if you want to include Paul, who was taught personally by Jesus. We have these five men's perspectives of what it is to see Jesus with their own two eyes. Now, if you were to see Jesus, you would have two eyes on him. Instead, by believing in what we hear, we have 10 eyes on Jesus. And that is a blessed thing. We find different perspectives and different things that Jesus did all over the place. Things that Jesus did was when he was in front of some disciples and not others, when he was with just a couple of them as opposed to the rest. We find all these wonderful things from hearing about Jesus. And so it is that it is better for us to hear. Now, did you hear today? Did you hear today the good news that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead? He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And he is risen for you. That's good news. And more good news, John says that he is from the beginning. In fact, when he says he is from the beginning, he means literally that Jesus is the God from the very beginning of all things. And Thomas echoes this when he says, "My Lord and my God," especially when he says, "My Lord." He is referring specifically to the name of God found in the Old Testament. The Jews were afraid to say God's name for fear of abusing it, but God invites us to use his name. And in fact, he has given us even a new name by which he should be called, Jesus Christ. But if we were to look at the Old Testament, the name of God would be Yahweh or Jehovah, you may have heard it. And they were afraid to say that name, so instead of saying the name of God, the Jews would say, just say Lord. So when Thomas says, "My Lord and my God," he is saying, "My Yahweh, my God, who has been there walking with Adam and Eve, my God who gave the promise to Abraham and to his offspring, my God who wrestled with Jacob, my God who brought the Israelites out of Egypt, my God who saved David and Solomon and all the saints of the Old Testament, my God is Jesus." And we then should find great comfort in this, that Jesus has been here with us from the beginning. And he will be here through the very end of all time. Jesus is our Lord and our God. Now, John says of this Jesus that he's seen him with his eyes, he's touched him with his hands, but more importantly, it is better to believe in this Jesus concerning the word of life, because it is through the preaching of Jesus and his work for you that you find life, that you find redemption from all of your grievous sins. Again, if you just touch Jesus, there's no forgiveness there for you. If you hear Jesus, there's no forgiveness there for you. If you smell Jesus, if you went up to him and licked Jesus, there would be no forgiveness there for you. Instead, it is the preaching of Christ that does forgive your sins, that brings you to life, and it delivers to you salvation. By hearing the word of Christ, you are saved. By seeing Christ alone, you cannot be saved. In fact, we should actually think of seeing Christ as a fearsome thing. We find that when Christ comes back, the world will fear God. They will fear Jesus. The rulers and the kings of this world will run under the mountains and beg for them to fall on them rather than stand before their holy God and face the consequences of their actions. Seeing Christ is a fearsome thing. But fearing Christ by faith is a good and glorious thing. To fear Him rightly is the thing that brings us to salvation, because we find that when we fear God, when we trust in Him, that is the beginning of wisdom. And what is wisdom but to rely on Christ for our salvation, knowing that we cannot win it for ourselves, relying upon Him fully for all that He does for us, on Him and His work. It is better for us to hear about Jesus than to have seen Him. But make no mistake, you will see Jesus one day. It will not, however, be fear that is inspired in you that begs the mountains to fall on us. Instead, it will be a fear that is inspired in you that begs you to fall upon your knees and worship your God who has come to redeem you, the one who brings you up out of your grave, the one who makes all things new, the one who reunites you with those whom you love who have died in Him, the one who will bring you to life everlasting in joy. And we can have hope in this because He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. It is better for us to have heard of Jesus, but we will see Him face to face. He will call you by your name, and you will know then that the love of God was true always. When we hear about Jesus, that is where we end up. It is true that we must hear of God and His holy word, how His law accuses us of our sins. It's true that we must stand and face the judgment of the law. But when we look to Christ, when we see Him, we will know that He has borne the punishment that was our own. We will know that He has redeemed us and brought us to safety with Him forever. It is good to hear about Jesus. Because in our hearing, we have faith. And our faith at the end will be vindicated in our resurrection from the dead, just as Christ was vindicated in His resurrection from the dead. And you may know that this all is true. Because indeed, He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In His name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.